This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In a recent op-ed column that ran in the Battle Creek Inquirer and other newspapers in the state, Food Bank Council of Michigan Executive Director Philip Knight says eliminating hunger is a big job, but he says it can and should be done. Knight says there is a clear and moral mandate for no child, senior, or anyone in between to go hungry in Michigan. Philip Knight, thank you very much for being with us.
Gordon, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You say that the Food Bank Council of Michigan and your statewide network of member food banks, which of course includes the one in South Central Michigan based in Battle Creek, are, in your words, finished being bullied by hunger. Is this the start, then, of a new approach statewide?
I think so, Gordon. I think that we have come to the place where we realize that the resources are available for us in this state, and the political will seems to be mounting. And I think that we have an opportunity that's unprecedented in our state to really take hunger on and see if we just can't make everyone in our state food secure.
Let's begin by defining our terms here. You note that 23% of the people in Michigan are food insecure. What exactly does that mean?
In 2014, Feeding America did a hunger study in just a very few states. One of those is Michigan. And what we found was that 16% of Michiganders are considered food insecure, both in urban, rural, and suburban areas. Wayne County, for example, has an insecurity rate of 23%. And 18% of seniors across the state are food insecure. And that simply means that whether they're children or seniors or anyone in between, they're not sure they have enough food, access to enough food for another meal.
But there could also be people in there who are literally going hungry on a daily basis, getting little or no food over a day or two.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Gordon, it made me think differently about snow days in Michigan. So if we have a snowstorm on Saturday or Sunday and school doesn't open on Monday, that's the third day in a row, another day that a child didn't have enough food to eat because they're so dependent on the meals that they're able to get through the school system.
So why do you think the conditions are right at this particular time to take on a problem, which you acknowledge is a big problem to take on?
It is a big problem. So there's a couple of factors, I think, that are working for us. The Food Bank Council of Michigan recently went through a strategic planning process, and part of that process was gathering all of our assets together. And we looked at the work, the collective work of the 7 food banks across the state. We realized that we were making a tremendous impact. Now there seems to be some mounting of political will to take this issue on. I'll give you an example. And the Michigan Health Endowment Fund has written grants that will go right after hunger in its entirety, including nutrition. You know, the problem with hunger is it's the only problem you have if you have that. You don't worry about education. You don't worry about health insurance. You don't worry about other problems in life if you're hungry. And when you're hungry, if you only... you'll eat whatever's given to you. You'll eat whatever you can find. And sometimes those choices aren't very healthy. And so this political will has mounted with a Michigan Health Endowment Fund where we're leading a project across the state to not only ensure people have access to food, but they have access to nutritionally valued food.
So is this part of the effort to get at what are called food deserts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that what we're finding, too, is this idea of collaboration is becoming more than a buzzword, more than a trend. It's becoming a value for people who are doing work with people, trying to help them, whether they be with the state office or they're in the nonprofit sector or the for-profit who's supporting so much of the work. How can we work together to solve the problem and meet the need rather than just everybody continue to work in silos?
What changes would you want to make at the level of public policy in the state if there is going to be some sort of grand effort on multi-levels to get at the problem of hunger?
We found that the administration and the legislatures both have been very receptive to us in our message about that we can really, as Steve Jobs said, we can go out and make a dent in the world. We can really put a dent in hunger. We can stop using words like alleviate, and let's talk about it in terms of eliminate. And that seems to have really caught the attention of some people and decision makers, so much so that the Food Bank Council of Michigan, we have a line item in the state budget for a MAS program. It's called the Michigan Agricultural Surplus System. And what that allows us to do, Gordon, is buy Michigan produce only, and that's the produce that farmers can't sell. It's their seconds. Perfectly good produce, but the top sellers, the top buyers are not going to take that. So we're able to buy this produce and put that through our food bank system and distribute it across. And we found amazing support for this program throughout the administration, the legislature, the state departments, as well as our farmers.
Food waste is part of what we're getting at here. There's a lot of food that can be eaten, but for whatever reason isn't, and you're looking to find a different way to put it to good use in Michigan.
That's exactly right. Very well said. There is more than enough food in our state to feed our state.
You say in your column that you have to start by manufacturing the personal and political will. As we speak right now, do you see that political will is growing, and has it reached the point yet that this can really take on the issue of hunger?
You know, I think momentum's always either working for us or against us, and I see the momentum building toward hunger. And some of the great work that is being done around the state through some of our partners, and I think it's a new day for us in Michigan. And I see that day coming where we're going to be able to say that everyone has access to food. They're secure in this area.
One of the things you also tell us is that there are more pounds of food being delivered by the various food banks across the state, including the one of South Central Michigan based in Battle Creek, than at any time in the history of the state food bank council. Why is that when we keep hearing that our economy is getting better both in Michigan and nationwide?
That's a great question, Gordon. And the economy is getting better, and we're all thankful for that. Unemployment seems to be dropping, but what the figure that we really look at is household income. And so as a person goes into the workforce or they take on a second job or whatever their situation might be, they come to a place where they will walk off the financial cliff, so to speak. They won't have access to any other benefits. They won't qualify. They'll make too much money, but they won't make enough money in order to make ends meet. So that makes the service that the food banks provide across the state so critical to their continued success. So that's why we're probably delivering more food, as much as 40 million pounds of food, of produce across the state annually. And so it's being there for people kind of as the safety net to help them as they come off that financial cliff.
But the safety net still has to be part of this end result if you're going to really tackle the problem of hunger in Michigan. The safety net still has to be there and be pretty strong, doesn't it?
I believe it does. I absolutely believe it does. And as people are entering back into the workforce, as or as they're growing, or as the underemployed is finding better and paying jobs in their field of expertise, then it's very important that the over the 3,000 pantries that we have across the state, served by these seven food banks, that we continue to do our mission, not only just do it, but we have to do it with excellence.
I want to read this paragraph from your op-ed. When I first accepted the position of executive director at the council, a person said to me, "So you are going to end hunger in Michigan. Well, I want you to know that hunger is not merely an access problem, but when you take on hunger, you will get poverty, structural racism, education, and housing all for free." And you say the person who advised you this, she was correct. So what are some things here that may still be sort of outside your control when you're trying to get at the big problem of hunger?
Well, I think that our approach is to build a collaborative network. We do food, and we deliver food to people who are in need of food. That's what we do. That's our contribution to this collaborative work model. Our goal is to take hunger off the table so that people are free to think about how do they achieve and better themselves and gain a bit higher quality of life that they desire. So there are strategic partners across this state that are just as good at what they're doing as we are at what we're doing. And we're finding those people. And through that collaborative work model, whether it be in housing or in civil rights or racism or in any of the areas that are contributing factors to holding people down, we're finding those people. We're having those conversations about how do we approach this together. Let us do what we do and do it very well, and let you do what you do and do it very well.
Can you tell us who some of those other groups are? I mean, have you really kind of started to forge some of these partnerships?
The Department of Health and Human Services under the new director, Nick Lyon, has been very open about these conversations. And we found there are pathways to potential model with a worker being placed in the school, also being willing to be placed into the community. And so we're working with them to talk about placing some of their DHS workers in some of our distribution points around the state. So we're very excited about that first step in the model.
So we obviously have, as we've said many times here, a big problem. So it's one that's probably not going to get solved overnight. As our listeners maybe want to follow this going forward, what are the things they might look for that tell them that there is some progress being made and that the solution is starting to come together?
I think we can find that, you know, there's probably 1.7 million people that we serve annually through the food bank network. You'll find about 91,000 volunteers across the state. So to watch the numbers in regard to the meal gap and what's the percentage of people that are food insecure, we watch that shrink over the next few years. And one of the ways that'll happen is because that number of 91,000 volunteers will grow. There'll be more people who rally to the cause, who come and say, hey, I can contribute. I want to make a difference. Let me help.
So part of what you're doing here, you want to recruit more people to serve on a volunteer basis.
Absolutely. I think all of our food banks would appreciate that work. And then also, you know, we're looking at partnerships through the school system, too. It's a fixture in the community. The building's open early. It's open late. They're serving the population in the community. We know who needs food in that population, in that community. And as we develop partnerships, we're able to find schools, superintendents across the state who are saying, hey, come work with us. We want to help you meet your goals because it serves our kids and our families that we're serving.
Philip Knight, thank you for your time.
It's been my pleasure, Gordon. Thank you for your interest.
Philip Knight is the executive director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan. A link to his column titled Hunger is Not Inevitable can be found at WMUK.org. Links with more information and longer versions of the interviews heard on West Southwest can always be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.